Planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Excellent.
Well, last time we were talking about some of the new items at the Life Enthusiast Co-op, and we talked about the G7 light legs. So if you want to have sexy legs, ladies, or sexy legs, guys, this is something to certainly try. And also the Citro Plus 50 ml. I thought it was Citro Plus 50 when I was looking at my notes. Citro Plus, which is great if you know anybody that's going to university or to school or to work, and will probably be exposed to all of those great back to school, summer vacation is over germs that everyone likes to bring.
Yeah, it's actually a powerful antioxidant, so it's also good in the digestive system. So even the upsets of the digestive kind, it's good for that too.
Cool. And so we wanted to continue on because there's been a number of new items that you've added over the last little while, and we've not really given them the spotlight, and that's our plan for today. So which one do you want to start off with?
Well, this one was forced upon us by one of our suppliers. we have been guessing the Dr. Flanagan Mega Hydrate from one supplier, but they discontinued it, so we decided, well, we're going to go get it directly from Dr. Flanagan.
So
we are now getting it directly from Five Sciences, and we've gone and expanded. Previously, the only thing that we had was the thing called Mega H. We now have Mega H, Mega Hydrate, and Crystal Energy. And these things are primarily antioxidants. Patrick Flanagan invented this thing good 20 years ago, if I remember correctly. And it's this, that this particular silica compound is really good at releasing hydrogen ions into wherever it is, into the fluid, into the water. So it changes the properties of the water such that it becomes an instant donor of missing electrons.
Oh, okay.
So to explain it further, an oxidant is something that's missing an electron. An antioxidant is something that's willing and able to donate an electron. And it's sort of like a hole that needs to be filled, right?
Right.
So like vitamin C shows up and it hands over the electron to something, and it quenches its oxidative capacity. But now that this happened, vitamin C now is missing the electron. It needs to sort of return back to home base. And this is done in the presence of glutathione and a few other enzymes and whatnot that help recycle the vitamin C back into its full capacity. It's sort of, I guess it's sort of like a little car that drives around, does its job, but then it has to return to the filling station to replenish itself before it can go on the next delivery.
Right, get some gas.
That sort of thing. With this Crystal Energy or the Mega Age, they are universal electron donors. They don't need to go any place to be replenished. They just are the electrons. They just donate all the time.
Okay, so they're very, very powerful antioxidants.
Right. So if any person is suffering from oxidative stress, having this as a supplement is fantastic. So
Martin, just to clarify something for me, on the planet Earth, is there anyone not suffering from oxidative stress?
No, of course not. I mean, oxidation and reduction is the normal a process by which we exist. You know, all of the metabolic energies that we generate are generated through oxidation. You know, visualize a campfire. You know, it gives heat through the consumption of wood in presence of oxygen. It's the oxidation.
Right.
Now, of course, what happens if you stand too close to this fire is that you burn yourself. This is the same thing that goes inside of every single one of your cells. The mitochondria needs to generate energy. In order to generate energy, they have to burn something. Typically, they burn sugar.
Yep.
And they burn it in the presence of oxygen. And in that, they generate too much energy. So if you eat too much sugar, you have abundance of calories that need to be disposed of. You're aging yourself. You cause your body to suffer from oxidative stress.
Yep.
And other ways that you will do that is through exposure to elements. Smoking, alcohol is a huge injection of excess energy that will cause oxidative stress too. And in fact, you can probably compare two people side by side. If one is a smoker and a drinker, you will see it on them. You know, by the time they're 60, the non-smoker, non-drinker will look a lot less lived than the one that has put that Marlboro Man features on his skin, right?
Right, right.
So if you want to look all that sort of leathered and chiseled and worn and exposed, then by all means. But if you want to reverse some of this, then Flanagan's either crystal energy, which is strictly the oxidation issue, and you can add that to water, or the Mega H, which is a... There's a really nice page explaining all of this on the Life Enthusiast website. If you'd click on Brands and Phi Sciences, Phi as in P-H-I, Sciences, you would find this article that says how to choose the right product. And when you pick it, you will see a table that explains which each one of them does. And the Mega H is the antioxidant action and the hydrogen action and all that. The Mega Hydrin, pardon me, Hydrates, he keeps renaming these things. Mega Hydrates is a more powerful version of it. It has 50% more of the silica microclusters, so it will have a stronger action of that. And the premium paid for the Mega Hydrates is not that big. Mega H is $35 a bottle. Mega Hydrate is $40 a bottle. Mm. So for $5 more, you can get yourself a 50% increase in the silica microclusters presence, which is that which causes this negatively ionized hydrogen to be released.
Cool. So that can have a really nice impact on people's health.
Absolutely. Anyone who is suffering from oxidative stress, which is high energy output, like athletics, or high energy input, like you're eating too much sugar and alcohol and whatever else type of stuff, or just generally living in an urban setting, those are the reasons why you'd want to have this. Now, you can, of course, take natural supplement, you know, like we have this, what shall we call them? All of the natural superfood type of blends.
Right.
Those are products. Yeah, something like that. They will naturally supplement you with antioxidants, you know, the vitamin C, D, E, A, B, C. 1, 2, 3, if you want to play with me. Those are available, but this, Mega H, silica, hydrate clusters, they really will help protect from oxidative damage. I think that's probably enough said on that. It's a wonderful product, universal, deals with the problem at hand very successfully. If you want to look better, live longer, enjoy better quality of performance, this is it. This is the stuff.
Right.
And it's available either in capsules or in loose powder, or the crystal liquid that's a water hydration tool, you know, better hydration. It's sort of like, we've talked about the frills and changing water clusters and that sort of thing for hydration. If you are not at your place, if you're needing to improve your water hydration property, like especially when you're traveling or at work or wherever you may be, having a bottle of Crystal Energy on hand is a fantastic idea, because just a squirt of that into what you're going to drink is going to turn it into a phenomenal, super hydrating liquid.
Cool.
So that's the reason why we have the Crystal Energy. It's not the antioxidation, it's the hydration. And so, there, enjoy. Enough on Five Sciences, a wonderful company run by good people with high quality products. It's one of the best things that happened in the invention of prevention of aging in a long time.
Cool. So yeah, hydrating our bodies, because I often hear that we're pretty dehydrated, right?
Yes.
Great. So what's another product that you just introduced recently?
Well, recently we decided to start carrying products from a company called Zeal Health. They've been around for 12, 13 years now. And their big claim to fame is that they are delivering powdered zeolite as opposed to liquid zeolite.
Okay.
Good number of studies, actually most of the medical research studies that have been done with zeolite, was done on powdered zeolite, not liquid zeolite.
Oh.
Well, actually, this is a misnomer. There's no such thing as liquid zeolite. Zeolite can be delivered either as powder or in liquid. You cannot liquefy the zeolite itself.
Right. It's a mineral, right?
Yeah, it's a mineral. How you deliver it, it doesn't dissolve in water. It's suspended in water. So the liquid zeolite that we sell, the ultra liquid with quercetin, is a blend of zeolite in water with humic acid. Humic acid is the medium that helps minerals to be absorbed in the human body. We could spend a long time talking about that, but for now.
So zeolite is a mineral or a clay that basically pulls out the heavy toxins,
mm-hmm.
heavy metals and the toxins,
right.
metallic toxins from the body.
Right.
And typically what we've done is we've got this liquid that we just put drops into the water, drink it, and it does its thing. But now you've got a powdered version.
Right. So just to explain why the difference. You know, we just talked about the mega hydrates. So that's a universal donor of the missing electrons. If you have something in your body that's electropositive, that such, say, a molecule of mercury or of lead, something like that, you know, big heavy metal, you know, visualize the sizes of these molecules. You know, the hydrogen is the smallest thing there is. It's just like a little pea, you know,
right?
One electron, one proton. Lead is, I think the atomic weight is somewhere in the 200s. Oh, no, that's wrong. Cannot be. Yeah, I don't remember now. I'd have to open the table of elements to answer this correctly. But the visualization for me is compare a soccer ball to a pea, green pea. It's that sort of difference in sizes. So when you're throwing these little peas at the soccer ball, nothing happens. It's just... nothing happens.
Right, nothing happens.
It bounces away. I'm just sitting here. Hit me with your best shot.
Yeah.
Now, so to remove the lead or to remove mercury, we need to have something that's bigger than that. So now let's just come in with zeolite. Zeolite is a product that creates a cage-like structure. To visualize that, you know, visualize a cage. And it's permeable, and inside the cage, it's electronegative, and on the outside of the cage, it's electronegative. And that's important, because electronegative things are not threatening to your body. They are just not going to break you.
Right.
Electropositive things will. So your body has shoved off these toxins like the lead or mercury first into fat and then into cartilage and later in the bone. We now need to come in with the zeolite and find some ways to interact with this heavy metal and put it into this clay cage and then drag it out of the body. And that's how the zeolite works.
Cool.
Our 2-ounce bottle of liquid zeolite sells for $35. Visualize what the amount of zeolite can be in that. A teaspoon. We now sell this powdered zeolite, a pound of it, for $60. So for the price of a couple of teaspoons, you get a pound of it now. So if you have a big problem or you want to work it from this end and make it part of your routine, this is a fantastic value.
So with the zeolite pure,
yes.
would you just like mix
a teaspoon at a time into the drink? Again, you need to work your way around it. You need to learn to work with it because... if you take too much, you give yourself a detox crisis.
Right. So you want to take a little bit and a little bit and a little bit, but would you take it like 3 times a day with 8 ounces of water, maybe a half tablespoon or teaspoon to start, and then work your way up?
Yes, precisely.
Now, how would I know? I know that if I'm taking, first of all, it's non-toxic. I'm not going to overdose, right?
Right. It's impossible for it to be toxic because it remains electronegative.
Okay. So if I'm taking too much of it, it's going to be pulling out a lot of the toxins in my body too quickly, so I'll have what's called a healing crisis. So that's how I know when I've had too much.
Right.
Is there a way to know before I've had too much that I'm at the...
Just don't be a hero and don't start with the shovel.
So take a little bit, for the three times a day, because the thing about it is it goes through your system. It doesn't stay in your system, right?
Yeah. It's a very short half-life, like you pee it out within 3-4 hours.
Right. So if I have it like at 8 or 9 in the morning, and then I have it at 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and I have it like at 6 or 7 in the evening, that kind of covers the day fairly nicely.
Yeah.
Take a little bit of it. In the beginning, maybe half a teaspoon or something like that for a few days. I don't feel anything great. Like not feeling anything, it doesn't mean nothing's happening. It just means that it's not happening at a level that's going to cause you your healing crisis. And then gradually over the next couple of 3 weeks, increase. Because with this pound supply is going to last many, many months, right?
Absolutely.
The goal is not to eat it all in a month.
No.
That would probably cause a healing crisis, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so thinking over 3 or 4 months, building up, and then... Because I noticed taking the other zeolite that I get a slight... it's not really a throbbing, which I associate with a headache, but kind of this... It's almost like I can feel the heavy metals in my, inside of my skull, right?
Yes, yeah. It causes this... Either it's a spaciness or sort of a sense of unreality, where you're just feeling as though you're walking under a glass dome type of a thing.
Yeah.
There's some, various sensations. But one of them is that your sensory perception of the world kind of is affected. You're stoned, but you're that sort of, your perception has shifted, and it's shifting by the poisoning of the... of the terrain by the presence of the metals.
Right. Okay, cool. So that gives me an idea, and hopefully it gives all of our listeners an idea of how to start, because you just don't want to, like you said, shovel it in, and then it pulls all these toxins out and overloads the liver and the kidneys and all that sort of stuff, and that's not really helpful.
Well, I experimented with it, I want to know what that feels like. So when I started on zeolite, of course, I took too much. And by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was on the sofa asleep. I was done. I could not function. I mean, all of my liver, you know, liver is supposed to supply energy to your general function, right?
Yeah.
So when I made my liver so busy that it had nothing left for my energy, I just had to go to sleep.
Right, right. I remember you telling me about that too. That was funny.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's the powder, which also is available in capsules. It's called Zeolite AV, AV for antiviral, and it's actually combined with the humic acid. And so it's really good at dealing with viral conditions. So it's preventive and cleansing and that sort of thing. So if you have a known viral condition, you know, the Zeolite AV is a lovely thing to get on. Mm. It will help.
Yeah, and the Zeolite Pure sounds like a pretty cool thing to get on.
Yeah, the Pure is definitely for the heavy lifting.
And actually, we have a story from Cheryl who wrote in and told us that her daughter... I'll actually read what she wrote. My daughter had mercury in the brain, and Zeolite got it out. Her daily migraines were gone within a few days. This was after about $20,000 of wasted money on things that didn't work. It probably crosses the blood-brain barrier since the Zeolite goes wherever the blood does.
Yes.
And I thought that was just a great, great little story.
Yeah, imagine that you're searching, you know, you have all these different illnesses that are so complicated, and the doctor says, I just don't know what could have caused it. The dentist says, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. You know, no, yeah, play with this. Mercury. Anyway.
So we need to move on to another new product.
Well, the AV, no, I just want to finish on the AV. That's an antiviral, you know. If you have conditions like hepatitis, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, no, never mind, you know, any one of them, that's for this four, you know, hay fever and even AIDS and that sort of thing. I'm not promising a cure. I'm just saying that it will remove the viral load from your body. So
how does that work?
Well,
like, what is it that works on the viral aspect? Because I mean, I have this. You've been hammering this into me for years now about the how it attaches to the toxic metals and removes it and the electrical part. But I'm not sure how that applies to viral stuff or antibacterial stuff.
Well, again, everything in the body that goes on is electric. The virus is able to operate in the body through a terrain that is acidic, and the zeolite removes the particles from the body that promotes the acidity.
Okay. So if your body is more alkaline, then viruses are going to have a tough time living in it.
Right. And because this does it by directly swallowing the causes that cause you disruption, it serves to reason that when you remove the cause of disruption, regular smooth function returns.
So there's on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website where you've got information about the Zeolite AV. One of the things I was just reading that I thought was fascinating, because zeolite is a form of humic acid, right?
No. Humic acid is mixed with the zeolites.
Oh, humic acid. Okay, thanks for clarifying that. And their humic acid is a proprietary concentrate, it's their own concoction.
Yeah, not all humic acids are made equal. Yeah,
right.
Folks, take heed. You know, humic is related to the word humus, which is essentially a compost pile.
Right.
Okay, so it could be any compost, so it could be really crappy compost or really good quality compost. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so it's made up of over 22 branched-chain amino acids and nutrients that are no longer available in our food due to over-farming. The specific humic acid has been shown in independent studies to coat and isolate the virus before it can attach to the cell and multiply. This is called a viral fusion inhibitor. When a virus cannot attach to a cell, it is vulnerable to attack by the immune system. It has been proven in studies to be effective against a wide variety of viruses. So that kind of explains to me why this would work so effectively.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. Okay. Yes, it is effective. It works. And it's why. It's the combination of the two. And then lastly, we have this S-Defan by same company. S-Defan is a phenomenal intestinal restoration. It works in the digestive tract, and it works exceedingly well at dealing with diarrhea, irritable bowel, and Crohn, and you know, that sort of stuff.
Cool.
Natural alternative to the Imodium. It's very different, actually, than that, because it doesn't have any side effects.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So stop the pain and bring your body back to normal.
So
again, this is something you want to travel to Mexico with, right?
Right. This is going to calm down my bowels and have normal functioning. It's going to remove excess fluid in my digestive tract, so my stool will be nice.
Right.
And it's going to remove toxins from the digestive tract as well, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, precisely. So that's that. It's a very, very good product to have.
Right, and I think we have somebody that...
we have a mistake in our website. Somebody clicked and put a review in on it. His review is something totally different.
Right, so we won't talk about that review, but if you go to the Estevan page, it might still be there.
No, I'll take it out.
Take it out. It's too bad, it's a 5-star review.
Yeah, it's a 5-star review on Lipalone and something called Sundar. We'll take it out.
So Estevan, it's an all-natural alternative to Imodium. It's safe for the long. Is it safe for long term use?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, but now would you normally have to use it long? Like I guess.
No. It swallows that. Again, you know, it's a mop up. I mean, if you have in your digestive tract things that are causing havoc, this thing just sort of marries itself to it electrically, and takes it away.
And cleans it up.
Yeah, it's quick.
Cool. So it's safe for long-term use if you need it to, but the chances are it's going to clean up your digestive system and everything else so that you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't change your lifestyle, then the lifestyle that brought you all this irritable bowel and Crohn's disease and everything else that you've had a problem with is going to come back.
Yes, that is a chance.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you're drinking and smoking and doing all those things, then you just keep taking money out of your digestional bank account, and this will put the money back in, but it's just a bit of a stopgap then.
Yes. Okay, onward. We have added an entire brand to our offering. It's called Genki Foods. Genki is a Canadian company, and their claim to fame is the manufacture of fermented foods. Fermented,
cool.
Lacto-fermentation is one of the oldest traditional food preservation methods. It's, you know, sauerkraut, kimchi, those type of foods are fermented. The lactobacilli will eat all of the sugars. Remove all the sugars, convert them into is it lactic acid, and turn it into the most nutritious, non-perishable food.
Mm.
So the main applications in our lives, well, our guts have become too sterile. Many people suffer from sterile gut conditions. You know, one of the more prevalent ones is fungus in the gut.
Right.
Candida type of infection.
Yeah.
you know, you've been reading or hearing about probiotics and how important they are. This is the original probiotics. So the reason we went with Genki is that they actually take whole grains or whole sprouted greens, and then they feed them to this culture, and then they can turn that culture into something that's non-perishable, perishable. So we have it available either in capsules or in powder.
Oh,
and that's
cool.
That's important. So, you know, a 500 gram or pound and a bit bag of this stuff is available for $70 or $80. You know, we have it available in basic Genki grains mix, or gluten-free mix, or 12-grain, which is a reduced, less complicated product.
So these Genki grains are a combination of raw whole grains, seeds, legumes, and in particular four greens that we've heard, we've talked about before: spirulina, alfalfa, barley, and wheatgrass.
Right.
And
so this is all the. They don't use the grain; they sprout the grain, and when they sprout it, then they feed it to the organism. And then once it's fully processed, it becomes dehydrated and bagged. And then I need to sidebar here. And then we have the gold liquid. It actually was an acronym, G-O-L-D, good old liquid something, dung, diet, I don't know. Maybe digestive help. Anyway, this liquid is essentially the liquid that is loaded with these fermenting bacteria.
Oh, okay.
That is what makes the process run. You know, like, just visualize the manufacture of, say, sauerkraut. Okay, you take cabbage and you chop it up into little bits of pieces and slices. Shred it, and then you add a little bit of salt, and a little bit of this bacterial culture, and set it aside in a crock pot. And this thing will just process itself. At the end, you will remove all the sauerkraut you want, and you're left with all of the juice, all the fluid.
Right.
Well, that's where most of the benefit is. So the supplier actually bottles this. They bottle it in these 2-liter pop bottles. This stuff actually continues to ferment, so it's very fizzy. So it needs to be shipped in these bottles that are able to withstand quite a bit of pressure. So visualize a Coke bottle or Pepsi or whatever bottle. You know, but that's what he uses, the 2-liter bottles.
Oh, wow.
So when you're opening this, you need to actually open it really carefully, the same way you would open a bottle of champagne or a bottle of pop that you just dropped on the floor. You know, like you just crack it open and then you wait for it to fizz off a bit and then crack it open some more. And if you just open it, you will have a geyser in your sink.
Right. That's funny. So do you use the two of them together?
Right. So there is a fantastically good article. If you go to the brands, Genki, there's an article called Can That Cleanse?
Oh.
And in that article, we have a description of how you would use it. We're actually just working out the logistics, because the trouble we have is you need a 6-pack of these 2 liters of the liquid, you know. We can sell the bottles individually for $30, but we need to get 6 of them to you. So we now need to figure out how to package this properly. This is a challenge in the mail order business, is where we're having to ship you a 6-pack. So it's going to cost somewhere around $40 in shipping. We're working on that. We'll have the package ready to go. But anyway, so we have this five-week Candide cleanse program, and what that consists of is 6 bottles of the liquid, 1 bag of the powder, and 1 bottle of the fortified capsules. These are the gluten-free or regular capsules of the Genki Plus.
Right.
But anyway, the program is something like this. You start with an 8-ounce glass of the gold liquid. That's going to pretty much reset and reboot your entire digestive system. And then you continue to drink just the juice first week. And then second week, we carry on with the liquid, and then you start adding the grains powder, and then on top of that, you start taking some of these Genki Plus capsules. So in about 5 weeks, you're going to be a completely new person.
Very cool. So that's how you get rid of Candida.
Yes. Yes, this is how you... Well, again, this is how you rebuild your entire digestive system in such a way that there is no room for Candida. Mm-hmm. You know, the metaphor I come up with is a garden. You know, Candida is like the thistles and pigweed in your garden. So when you show up and you want to grow carrots and radishes, you need to put yourself to work. You need to dig it up, pull the weeds, start watering it, start fertilizing it, and all the stuff that you need to do to grow the cultivated good stuff.
Yeah. Cool. Wow, sounds like a simple, easy to follow program.
Right. It's not the cheapest thing going, but Candida is not the most pleasant condition to try and deal with.
No, I my ex-wife had it and was working with a chiropractic naturopath who had a Vega machine, and we ended up basically like no sugar and,
yes,
you know, a very strict diet, which was not really, you know, something she wanted to do, and for months and months and months, and it was amazing how hard it was for us to find food for her to eat.
Oh yeah, I can relate. I can certainly relate. There are many people who are in horrendous amount of trouble with the overgrowth, and all of this caused by gut sterility. You know, we have started as children who have been not allowed to put stuff in our mouths. You know, like, remember, like, don't put this in your mouth, don't put this.
Yeah, yeah. They're playing with the sand and the dirt sticking in their mouth.
Yeah, you are supposed to put this in your mouth because this is what you're supposed to do. And then we start drinking chlorinated water.
Yeah.
That kills off the intestinal culture. And then finally, we top it off with antibiotics.
Yeah, and then we fill up with sugar.
Yeah, then we, on top of it, after we kill off the good guys, we feed the bad guys with horrendous quantities of... anyway. Okay, I think that's enough. I'm completely disgusted.
Well, the good news is that we have a plan.
And if
you have Candida, and the chances are 99% of the population in North America does, because we've all drank chlorinated water, we've all eaten sugary stuff, drink sugary stuff, and we haven't put enough of the good stuff back in our bodies. So here's at least a plan, and you can take, you have a choice of 3 weeks or 5 weeks to get rid of that Candida and get filled. And it'd be quite amazing to get response from people about how they feel before and after they get rid of the Candida. I'm sure that their energy level is a lot higher, and they feel more vibrant and excited and happy about life.
Absolutely. It's tremendous, the change that happens. You know, people with Candida
I mean, there are two stages. You know, first it's intestinal, then it can go systemic. And intestinal, you just have intestinal upset and you don't feel great. But if it goes systemic, you know, anxieties, depressions, all kinds of mental states, I don't even want to go into that. I think we're out of time anyway.
We're getting close to the end of our time for sure. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about how they can use these products to improve their health, what should they do?
If this is your first time you're hearing it, www.life-enthusiast.com or 1-866-543-3388. Call us. We're here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time, or 11 to 11 Eastern. And this probably closes our episode for today. Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. See you next time.